The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
And good morning from WBFO News. I'm Tom Barrich. Yesterday, several police agencies closed down Letchworth State Park due to a manhunt for a suspect under investigation by Rochester Police for homicide. New York State Police Troop E Public Information Officer Liana Crane told WBFO that as of 1:30 p.m. yesterday, the park remained closed. Rochester Police say they cannot comment on the situation at this time as it's still an active investigation, and WBFO has reached out to Letchworth Park Police for comment but has not heard back yet. We will continue to update you on this story as we hear more. And a federal judge Wednesday dismissed a lawsuit against the city of Buffalo challenging the constitutionality of its since-disbanded school zone speed camera program. An Amherst company filed the lawsuit in 2021 after one of its vehicles was cited for traveling 38 miles per hour in a 15-mile-per-hour zone near Buffalo Promise Neighborhood Children's Academy on Bailey Avenue. Homestead Repair and Renovation joined the lawsuit by a ticketed motorist calling the camera at BPN Academy unauthorized and the program unconstitutional, adding the $50 fines paid to the city for speeding violations amounted to unjust enrichment. U.S. Magistrate Judge H. Kenneth Schroeder Jr. rejected those claims last February, and U.S. District Judge John L. Sinatra Jr. this week adopted Schroeder's recommendation to dismiss the lawsuit. The company contended the area around BPN Academy did not meet the definition of a school speed zone. The academy provides daycare and preschool child care services. And Buffalo Sabres general manager Kevin Adams spoke to the media yesterday for the last time before the NHL draft begins tonight. After trading down from number 11 to 14th overall in a deal with the San Jose Sharks in which Buffalo acquired a second-round pick, Adams addressed how this year feels a bit different than those in years past, when the best way to improve the team was simply to draft young talent. This year, there may be more roads available for Adams to choose to go down with his draft choices.
It has flipped in the sense that we need to take a step. We need to be a team that's competitive, getting in the playoffs and fighting for those opportunities to do what we all want to do here, which is win a Stanley Cup. So we're willing to look at everything and anything that we feel makes us better.
And the first round of the NHL entry draft begins tonight at 7 p.m. from the Sphere in Las Vegas.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A Buffalo man who allegedly followed a woman into her apartment building to commit a burglary and then engaged in lewd behavior was arraigned on Friday before City Court Judge Philip Dabney Jr. on third-degree burglary and public lewdness charges, according to the Erie County District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors said 26-year-old Orlando Martinez was additionally arraigned on charges of second-degree harassment and second-degree trespassing. Martinez is accused of following a 62-year-old Buffalo woman into her Delaware Avenue apartment building about 10 p.m. on June 15th. He allegedly followed her into an elevator and then into a hallway where he's accused of having exposed himself before committing a lewd act and fleeing the building. The victim reported the incident to the police. Martinez, who remains held on bail set at $3,500 cash or $50,000 bond, is scheduled to return to court on July 18th for a felony hearing. And if convicted, the highest charge against him, Martinez faces a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison. The NFT will not run trains in the downtown area from July 8th to the 11th and from July 20th to the 25th. To allow workers to safely complete work, said Buffalo Place Manager of Planning Deborah Chernoff. Instead, Metro shuttle buses will run to and from downtown from the Allen Hospital Station at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Crews will drill and pour four new foundations for catenary poles next to the former AM&A's department store building at the site of the new rail crossover and will install 15 new catenary poles on both sides of the crossover and in the median between Mohawk and Church Streets. They will then transfer the catenary wire system that powers the trains from the old poles to the new ones before tearing down the old ones in the track bed. Work on the west side of the trackbed is nearly finished after the new rail pieces were welded into place, trackbed panels were completed, and the crossover sections installed. The top section of trackbed that will hold the crossover rail in place will be poured before July 4th, and work will then switch to the other side of the trackbed on August 2nd.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.